Once upon a time, 100 years ago, there were two women who lived on opposite sides of the country, one called Beryl and one called Peggy. They both had the same dream to open their own tea rooms. However, war broke out in 1939 and their dreams were never realised. Well, 50 years later, their grandchildren, Leslie and Debbie, met while working for British Airways. They became firm friends and 25 years later, Beryl and Pegs was born. They set up their cafe in Reigate in 2014. And a couple of weeks ago, they won Local Tea and Coffee Shop of the Year at the Surrey Life Food and Drinks Award 2019. Joining me on the line to talk about the cafe and the joy of winning their award is Leslie. Good morning, Leslie.
Oh, hi. Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I bet you're feeling very good. Now, my intro there was in your own words. I completely nicked it, copied and pasted it.
Yes.
But it's a poignant story about your grandmothers. So tell me, how did the dream become your one too?
Well, Debbie and I, as you said there, met flying for British Airways and we became firm friends. We had children and we, you know, spent a lot of time together and it was one of our dreams that we wanted to open our own cafe one day. And I think you always hope that it's going to happen, but you're never quite sure. And fortunately for Debbie and I, we had somebody that trusted in us. The council liked our business plan, and we were able to open as you said, in 2014. So we're absolutely made up with all our hard work. We feel
sure we'll talk about the ward later on, but I want to talk about the setup, because you know what, I think loads of us have a dream, don't we, but trying to realize it is you know, that's the kind of more difficult thing. What I want to find out from you is how much research was actually entailed to realise your dream of opening the cafe. How did you go about it? I wouldn't have a clue where to start.
Well, we got a lot of inspiration from Borough Market. Debbie is a fantastic chef. She does everything herself from scratch. So we did a lot of research in London, looking around the different cafes. We knew what we wanted to present. I'm quite keen on good customer service. You know, I think we portray that in the cafe. We didn't want anything posh. We just knew we wanted somewhere where people could come, have really nice home-cooked food and feel comfortable. And I think we have actually achieved that.
What's actually involved in the day-to-day running of a cafe, a day-to-day level? What's involved? Tell us, describe your day. How does it start?
Well, I think the key is that you've got two people who are very passionate about it and both have different skills. So we get there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we put all the furniture out. The bread is delivered overnight, so that's there waiting for us. Chalk Hills Bakery deliver that, a local bakery in Reigate. We make sausage rolls every day. We make a tart every day, soup every day from October to March. Everything is made on the premises, and the doors open at 6:30, but we do have customers coming in before then because they obviously have a train to catch and they want coffee. We accommodate them as much as we can.
Sounds
we
lovely.
We have a great team of staff working for
yes.
us. That's important. It's like a family. You know, it's important to get the right people. And actually, it's important in that respect to lead by example. So, you know, don't ask anybody to do anything that you wouldn't do yourself.
Sure.
And attitude breeds attitude. So, you know, they see you working and they learn from that. So, we close at 4 o'clock. So during the day we have the commuters, we have the school mums coming in for breakfast, we have the builders coming in for their full English, and then we have the school mums again after they've dropped off coming in. Lunchtime we have all the officers coming in. So, you know, it's a constant queue of people, really, so
yes.
We're very lucky.
And what you're offering is basically quality food in a friendly atmosphere, and it must be really gratifying sometimes just to stop and take stock, really, in the place that you've created, a hub of people enjoying themselves, and it's all down to you. And also, I've looked at what you've got on the menu, and it looks very, very nice. All of your ingredients are fresh, they're local pretty much, aren't they?
Yes. And we think that's important. We do pay more for our ingredients. And some people think that, you know, our menu is pricey. But, you know, looking around, I don't think it is. You know, we won't squimp on ingredients. We like the best quality stuff. Our meat is local, our veg is local. So, and I think that is key. And then Debbie puts it all together, works her magic and puts it all together.
You've got bread from Chalk Hills Bakery, haven't you?
Yes.
You've got eggs from Hawley, Simon in Hawley.
Simon's eggs, yes.
Local butcher in Redhill. I didn't even know there was a butcher in Redhill, to
yes.
be perfectly honest.
Bexley Butchers, yeah.
Give them a shout out, why not?
Meat.
Why not? And you've got signature dishes, very quickly. I like the sound of Beryl salt beef. Tell me quickly about that, because I might be coming in, you know.
Oh, you must, Annie, you must come in. No, the salt beef is one of our top signature dishes, and we also use our salt beef in a hash for breakfast with potatoes and roasted veg and a fried egg on top. But the salt beef sandwich, again, a bit of inspiration there from Borough Market. We cure our own salt beef. We go through about, I think, 2 kilos a day of that. And that's put on Chalk Hills Bloomer bread. We make our own red slaw, red onion and red cabbage slaw, gherkins and mustard mayo. And there you go, there you have it.
The tummy's grumbling already, I have to tell you.
One of our top sandwich sellers.
Sounds gorgeous. And you've got other things. You've got Peggy's cheddar melt. You've got toasted sour bread with onion medley. You have poached chicken wraps. You have salsa. You've got a loaded meatball wrap. You know, very, very nice. As you say, simple stuff, not too posh, you were saying, but really good quality and well thought out creative stuff.
That's right, and I think the key is we make it all ourselves. So the meatballs,
yes.
Debbie makes the meatballs herself. It's her recipe, it's Beryl's recipe. We don't buy anything ready-made in. We make it all ourselves, and I think that is key. We poach the chicken ourselves in herbs and bay leaves, etc. So.
Well, looking at your menu, it looks absolutely scrummy. Let's move to the award, because that's the important thing. Getting that profile is so important. I was saying to listeners earlier on, I don't know if you caught the first or the last bit of the previous show, and I was just talking about, you know, if you're based in a high street, it's kind of dead easy. It's on a plate for you. But you, I mean, obviously, near a train station in Reigate, that's got to be a good location. But you're quite a little bit further away from the high street. So, you know, the more people that hear about you, the better, really. And what better way than to win an award? So you became a nominee for the Surrey Food and Drink Awards. So talk us through what happened. How did you find out about it? How did you know this was going to happen?
Well, we found out about it because somebody nominated us. We just had an email to say that we'd been nominated and that the voting would open at a certain date. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the people that voted for us, because obviously without them, you know, we wouldn't be here now. So people voted, and then we just got an email to say that the voting had closed and we'd become finalists. So, you know, you start to think, oh gosh, you know, we could win this, we could get this. So we're all rather excited, and we went down, we took a few of our staff members down to the G-Live in Guildford. I don't know whether you've seen our social media post, but we did put our reaction to winning on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and every time now, even now when I watch it, I just smile to myself, because you just don't know. And we had a butcher's on our table. We were sharing a table with another butcher's who also won an award, and we thought, oh gosh, they're not going to have two winners on one table. There were like 30 tables there, but when they called our names out, we were absolutely ecstatic.
That's the thing. I saw the video. It looked very glitzy, kind of Oscars for food and drink, wasn't it? And the evening itself must have been really fun. But what did it actually feel to have your name called out as a winner of your category? You'd finally got there. What was that like?
It was absolutely almost unbelievable. It just took your breath away. You hope and hope and hope and hope. But then when they call your name out, it was just euphoria. I mean, everybody was around the table, stood up and started clapping, and then Debbie and I had to make our way all the way up onto the stage, which was quite a walk. But yeah, it was a red carpet do, you know, champagne reception, red carpet, and it was nice. We didn't, you know, instead of donning our pinnies, we put our glad rags on, and thought we scrubbed up quite well, actually.
Well, very, very well deserved. Listen, tell me, we're running out of time now, so just quickly tell me what your future plans might be. Have you got any?
Well, we're currently in the process of extending into the basement, so we're going to have more seats. I feel that we're just getting busier and busier, and people, we are having to turn people away, so we don't like to do that. We're having so we're extending downstairs. Debbie and I, there's always, you know, the option of another one on the horizon. Debbie makes her own granola. I'd really like to see that on the shelves. We've got quite a few.
Wow.
We've got quite a few plans.
That's fantastic, and it gives you that confidence, doesn't it, just to really move forward. Many congratulations on your order, and I tell you what, I really want to drop by for a bacon butt in a natter in the near future.
Debbie just called me, actually. The special today is caramelised red onion and goat's cheese and sweet potato tart.
Cool. That sounds gorgeous.
Yeah.
I will make it in at some point to see you and say hello. Thank
Lovely.
You so much.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Joining me. That was Leslie Haylock, and you can check out Beryl and Pegs. They're based at 17 Holmesdale Road in Reigate, and their opening times are on their website.